This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's just touch the table, a little football. NFL fact or fiction. I'll lead with one once David hits the music. All right, here you go. Fact or fiction. Kevin Stefanski already is sick of answering questions about Shedeur Sanders. This poor man was up on the TV looking like he'd rather be anywhere other than where he is.
That is a hardcore fact. The fact that, yeah, if it was just Dylan Gabriel, I don't think ESPN sends a reporter standing outside the Browns facility. But, yes. So, how many passes did he complete? How many times did he throw? What did he look like?
He looked disgusted.
Guys, I have about 80 other people on the team. I know, but Shedeur.
It's getting ridiculous because there was a reporter that went out and said or tweeted out that Dylan Gabriel got the first snaps at the rookie camp. Well, yeah.
He's drafted the third round pick.
Right. What are we doing here? Oh, my God. Fact.
Maybe they should ask Shedeur. So, what do you think about the Pope? He went before you.
Fact or fiction, with increased competition in the AFC West, the division will have a new winner this season.
You're asking me to go against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. David, it's a cop-out, but I can't do it.
Okay.
That's not a cop-out.
That's fair.
I'll believe it when I see it at this point.
No, that is fiction, David. I mean, there's competition, but they're still the Chiefs, and they're still – even the Chiefs are in a down year are still better than everybody else in that division. Last year, they weren't great. Still won.
And he's still Justin Herbert. He still has to prove he can win a big game. And Bo Nix, remember what you asked me earlier about Stroud?
Oh, crowning?
Crown him too early.
Let's just chill out on that.
We didn't crown him. Not Bo Nix. You never believed in him.
He's 30. 7 kids. I can't do it.
Does Bo Nix have a Costco membership?
You know what? That means he's motivated. That means you probably won't hear Bo Nix doing anything stupid because he's 30 with 7 kids.
Fact or fiction, the New England Patriots are going to make the playoffs.
Fact. I'm buying. I'm buying. I think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire. I think the Jets blow. And Vrabel is as legit a football coach as there is. I think the culture will be right. You know I love Drake May. Here, this will be my dumbest prediction, and that's saying a lot.
Well, if you look at it from last year, the Steelers are probably not going to make it again.
Steelers will.
The Denver Broncos won't make it again, so there has to be room for someone.
Why won't the Broncos make it again?
Because of Bo Nix.
Oh, okay.
No, it won't be because of that, but it's a tough division. He may, you know, second-year slump.
I mean, I don't see where the Chargers are going to be that much and the Raiders. Pete Carroll. David, I'm going to say fiction. I don't think that they're going to make it. I think they'll be competitive. They'll be mathematically in the mix until probably the last couple of weeks where if this goes this way. But once you get 4 different things that have to break your way, chances are you're not making the playoffs. I think that's where they will be. I like the progress that they're going on, and by maybe next year, but this year, nah. Pittsburgh, David, say what you want. I know you're a little hurt right now. You guys, you're Wisconsin basketball in the Big Ten. No matter what, you always finish in the top four.
Not this year.
Okay.
I think this is the year the Steelers tank.
Yep.
I think this is where the bottom falls out. They just traded their best playmaker. They don't have a quarterback. They inexplicably acquired DK Metcalf.
So basically, you're not willing to let Tomlin cook.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
It's going to be a master class. I'm sensing a bet here.
Mm.
Cool.
Fact or fiction, no matter what he does this season, it's too late for Bryce Young to have a job in 2026.
I'm going
to
say fiction. David, I'm going to say fiction because the way he finished out the year, it all of a sudden looked like the game slowed down and he became the quarterback that the Carolina Panthers thought that they were going to have. Now, he goes out and just has a horrible first five games. You're going to be correct. But if he could carry over how he ended the season last year, I'm saying he's their quarterback of the future.
Look, Dave Canales likes him, and he did play a lot better. And he did show a lot. And they are continuing to add weapons. They drafted McMillan. David, I'm with Rico on this. I don't think they're out of the business of him. Now, he's got to perform. They've got to take a 3 or 4 game step up. No, I don't think they're out of the Bryce Young business yet.
So you said the most important part. Dave Canales likes him. He didn't draft him. So usually the mindset is you don't draft him, you're right. Going to look for someone else soon. But if he likes him,
look, that, he also took the job knowing he was stuck with him.
Correct.
That says something, too.
That's true. So, because we talked about Dave Canales in there, and let me transition to the next one, which is his former quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Fact or fiction, Baker Mayfield's dealing with his 9th OC. And because of that, this is the year he finally struggles with that offense again.
Fiction for me.
Yeah, I'm going to say fiction as well. David, I think Baker Mayfield is the type of guy that just, no matter what the plays call, he's calling a play. He's drawing up a play in the dirt like we did as kids and saying, okay, you just go here, go here. That's not the play. I don't care. This will work. He's an idiot. So I believe in Baker.
They also keep investing in the offense around him too, using their first-round pick on Rico's guy, Abuka. They're loaded at receiver. McMillan came on last year. Even if Godwin is on one leg, I think the structure's there. Plus, Liam, you know, look, Liam Cohen was a good coach, but I'm not going to turn him into Bill Walsh.
This next one is TV related because Tom Brady is in the way. After this season, Greg Olsen will leave and be in the booth for Netflix's Friday night schedule.
Why is there a Friday night
schedule? I'm just saying, there's probably going to be, so I'm just...
So you're just hypothetically.
I'm predicting that.
So what's your question?
That Greg Olsen will leave.
Greg Olsen gets sick 100%. Of being behind Brady. See, I don't see Brady going past this year. I just think that it was cute, but and the best way out is for the league just to say, well, you know, you got a piece of the Raiders, so conflict of interest, and we rethought this, and we're just going to go ahead and let you go. He's not that good. Olsen is better. And if it goes past this season and he's just get your own YouTube channel. I'd watch you over watching Tom Brady.
And final one, Bill Belichick won't coach a game at UNC. He will never coach again.
Oh, boy. There's more weird stuff today about this Jordan Hudson relationship. I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, depending. Early this morning, she was banned from the facilities. And then all of a sudden, did we say banned? We meant welcomed. That's what we really meant. Tells me she got banned. She called, complained to Belichick. Belichick was like, what? I just woke up. What? Called up North Carolina. Why is she banned? Well, she's weird. I kind of need her there. Okay, fine. She's welcome. But to answer your question, David...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want me to tell me what she had for breakfast while you were at it, too? That was the most complete description on the planet. Here's what happened. He called, she called. They got a paper towel. He then parked her car. He had a piece of toast with jam on it. You're on. Go.
You know what? Go look at vacuum sealers. David, I think that what's going to happen, he'll coach a couple games, and then it's going to become an embarrassment. Remember, North Carolina's going to probably get that Deion treatment like Colorado got, where all the games are going to be there, except for Deion had Shador. He had Travis. Who do you have? Who are you showcasing? All your stories are going to be about her, and you're going to hurt the university, and they're going to say, enough.
It's almost like this was a bad idea. Here's an idea. I want to drop a 73-year-old into 2025 college football. Trust me, it'll work. Oh, and he's tagging a 24-year-old. Nothing could go wrong.
Right. I mean, because, yeah, at least Deion had Travis Hunter. He had his son. He had something. What is North right now, I know more about her than anybody on that North Carolina team.
You're right. I don't even know who their quarterback is. I don't know who's playing for them this season.
And they're going to get all the eyeballs early on. It'll be a disaster.
That is your NFL fact or fiction.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Kenny, we're going to get to who said it at 4:30. I got a question. Can I just ask Kenny a hockey question, or am I going to lose our whole audience?
I'll go for it.
I'm always fascinated because we are in an original six town.
Yeah.
Everyone here, you know, you're a diehard Wings fan. Most people, if the Wings aren't in it, you're kind of like F everybody else. But I told you the other day I was kind of rooting for the Leafs, which I know is like sacrilege in this town. But I think Austin Matthews is too good of a player to like be coined a loser. So the idea they're up 2-0 on a team that you detest.
Yes.
And then the Western Conference version of that would be Connor McDavid, where I said to you last year, I'm rooting for him. Like, I know it would mean Kenny Holland getting a cup. Not anymore. But the point is, they're up 2-0 on the Golden Knights. But I'm interested in you. You watch every second of every game. And are you pulling for anyone, or are you hoping everyone's ice melts and they just cancel?
I'm hoping everyone's ice melts. I hate this. And by the way, this is an entertaining playoffs, and I hate every second of it. It's like the most push-pull relationship I've had with a playoff in a while, because most of the teams in it I detest. So
that's why I'm asking, are you able to root for anyone in this? Because you watch all of it.
The Florida-Toronto series, I genuinely hope the building just implodes. No, I don't have a rooting interest here. I have no rooting. Wait. I'm not rooting for anything. I'm not rooting for anyone.
So you're not rooting for anyone or anything, but you're watching everyone and everything.
Right now I'm rooting for Washington because I hate the way Carolina plays hockey, as in it's very boring, and I don't want to see another round with Carolina in it.
So is this just group hate spite watch is what I'm gathering?
Hate watch. Fascinating. And also, I love the sport, and I think it's the best playoffs in all of sports, so I'm watching because entertainment. But also, I hate every second of this.
So you're going to be him watching the game three Saturday.
I'm just sitting there
hating it.
I'm just sitting
laughing,
there watching the game going, okay, damn it.
Now, a question would be, Washington put you out last year.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
So you're rooting for them this year?
I'm rooting for them to beat the Canes. I hope the Florida series, everything explodes. Go Jets, I guess. I mean,
but you...
The only thing is the Oilers, what, Vegas series? Is that what that is?
Yes. Yeah.
So that series is fun. That's the only one where I'm like, yay, you things!
Kenny's in his feelings, and he can't ask anybody to quantify feelings. So
that's correct. True.
They
that's
just true. Happen.
I just have these feelings of deep animus, and
They change minute to minute. So, okay.
I had to ask. I thank you very much, Kenneth. I'm.
Yeah, this is fun and no fun at the same time.
So you'll watch everything tonight, but root for nothing.
I actually might be a paying customer, Kenny, for the Tigers tonight. So,
oh,
little birthday,
little scuba line tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you.
In lieu of a gift, Kenny would just like drink money.
I've actually already had a couple of buddies send me drink money.
Thank God. I thought you were about to say something else. I was like, my left hand was reaching for the dump
button.
Slick back hair, Kenny,
what
tonight.
What did you think I was going to say?
Oh, I thought you were about to say you already had a couple, and I'm like, whoop, nope, that's not good. Oh, boy, wait a second.
I'm very upset at the NHL playoffs, and I love it.
I hate everybody.
Let's go, Scoobal.
So, Slick back hair, Kenny, tonight?
Oh, he will be making an appearance.
Oh,
buddy boy.
You got to see Slick back
Come on
hair.
Down.
Real quick, Mike.
Yeah.
Where are you tomorrow? Like when you're watching your Celtics, is it just anger, spite, or are you hoping you bounce back, take two in New York, and then it's a best of two out of three?
It is, tricky question. How they play dictates that. If they play well, it'll probably be like, yeah, nice job, idiots. Way to finally turn it on. If they play poorly, it'll be some form of like Jack Nicholson in The Shining laugh, because I'll just be fantasizing about Tatum being launched out of a cannon.
But
I won't be able to watch them as a fan until they win game three.
So do you have to wait till the fourth quarter to see playing well? Because for three quarters, you guys play great.
I have to see three zeros. Because what they've done the last two games, no, there's no.
So that's what I'm saying. Even if they're playing great, can you still feel confident like we got this?
I'll tell you the other thing I considered, and I don't want people to be upset at me. There was part of me that says, you know what? Don't watch it all. Stay away. They've done nothing but hurt you here. They've busted your balls. Make them earn you back. What joy am I going to get if they win game three? None. That's simply an invitation to have a game four.
Mm-hmm.
If I watch and then I got to look at Jason Tatum's stupid blank face again, it's going to upset me.
If they win,
who cares?
You took it from New York.
But they can win and not look good.
That there it is. There's only, look, Doctor Strange, there's only one way out for happiness. Huh. They would have to go into New York, drop a bomb on MSG, win by 30, and yell bing bong out of the arena. Then there would be joy.
So winning the game
means nothing.
If you win and don't look good, Rico, and then you lose game four, which is a possibility because you didn't look good in game three, now you're just five games sweep, basically.
If you win and don't look good, you're the New York Knicks. They haven't looked good the entire playoffs. Have they? No.
Yeah, but when you're down,
should have beat
but
them.
When you're down 0-2 and the way you lost, that's different if you don't win the next one
and
looking
good.
And if
you win game 3-1, who cares?
I do.
But to me, I'm just talking about me. If it was my team, I want them to look great in game 3 to give me hope that, okay, the series can be turned around. If you win and barely win and you don't look good doing it, why would I care? Because now I go into game 4 thinking they're going to lose this game and then lose in 5.
And look, I'll be fair about it. This is why people hate New Yorkers. I understand it. I totally get it. It's not winning. It's how you win that matters.
Because the two games, you look great. You lost.
Right. No, we didn't look great. We were...
Well, you're up 20.
We were fine enough. That's the point. We don't look great. We're 25 for 100 from three. Jason Tatum is sucking on a binky. We haven't played good. If we played good, we'd dust these idiots by 50.
You were up 20 for both games. So now I'm
not
saying...
Not playing well.
Right. So if you win, it shouldn't matter how.
No, it does. Championship DNA. There's a standard.
I'm not from New York, and I care about how my team looks in a win.
When you're competing for a championship,
yes.
I'm with you. And here's the other thing. If it's the NBA Finals, I'm with Rico. Then the pendulum goes this way. You got to win four games. Nobody cares if it's pretty. But in the event of trying to get to the Finals, oh, no. The second round against this garbage team, this is ridiculous. Celtics have played two of the worst second halves of their season.
You know, I'm just about who sings the fight song. Okay.
I know you are. It's simplistic. It's probably a better way of being a fan. Just leave me to my pit of misery.
I'll give you an example. Remember years ago when the Steelers were winning? Week after week, they became 11-0. And you all kept coming in. Ooh, look at your Steelers. They look good. No, they don't look good. They weren't championship a pedigree.
Right, but David, that was regular season. This is playoffs.
But so it's about championships.
You're saying,
I love
you can't win the championship on Saturday.
I can only win that game. I don't look good.
Newsflash. You're going to win that one game. You don't get crowned. Win that game. Take step forward.
I guess my point would be you're down 0-2 in a series. You need to start playing good ball, and you need to do something special to win 4 out of 5. Look, they could still win the series. They are infinitely better than this Knicks team. But the way they're playing, honestly, if they're going to play anything like this, I'd rather they just lay down and die and get hit by a yellow card.
What's the Vegas line for the winning the series?
Couldn't tell you.
You've cashed out.
I don't care. Give me odds of Tatum being traded. Then you have my interest. Okay, we do it every week. I've grown to hate this, but away we go. It's Who Said It. All right, our coworkers say stuff. We got to guess it. The problem is David makes the game way too damn difficult. But go ahead. Here we are.
Does anybody want to know who's eligible?
Yes. Who cares?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, for God's sakes.
6 a.m.
On weekdays, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm asking questions.
Maybe the weekend crap.
So many questions.
A lot of questions.
Number one.
Maybe too many questions.
You can argue, let's make a big splash, but if you want to argue the other side and just stay the route, I would imagine they're going to win more games and be a better team next year.
Sounds like Costa. It's my initial response. He was selling that garbage all week. You know, they don't have to do anything.
What was Jansen's position on that? Because I didn't hear that discussion.
Well, it's basketball. He doesn't watch it, so I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even know what that was in reference to.
I thought it was Tigers. I thought it was maybe Lions.
I thought it was Pistons.
Okay. Just because
What's your experience?
A lot of sports. Too many.
A lot of sports.
Which sport is it?
Yeah, let's figure out that, and then we can circle back
real
to
question?
Who said
is that
it.
A real question?
No, that is.
I think it's Pistons.
It is Pistons.
Okay. All
that
right.
Just sounds like Lord Smarms a lot.
Yeah, I'll ride with you
on
Costa
there. Because he did say, if you want to play the other side. Yeah, I'm going to go Smarms.
That's all he does.
Okay. We're going Smarms.
Smarms it is.
Who said it?
Damn it.
Wow. The other side. We should have known what show.
What show?
Carson Anderson. They always play the other side.
They don't talk. It's Kang.
Well, he had 5 seconds there to get
who
that
is
in.
Doug and Scott?
Okay, just keep
number two.
Kang and friends.
You can make the case. I need to see a full year, a full offseason, a full season of Asar. I want to see Ivy with Cade. They don't have to make a trade.
My problem is all of these sound like Costa. I don't know what I'm doing.
He's stuck in Costa voice.
One more time, David.
Costa's been screaming about Giannis.
You can make the case. I need to see a full year, a full offseason, a full season of Asar. I want to see Ivy with Cade. They don't have to make a trade.
I think this could be Kang. From Kang and Friends.
I'm going to go with one of the friends on the show, and I'm going to say Doug.
See, I remember saying...
Doug does have kind of a boner for Asar Thompson.
I do, too. It's just he needs to start shooting the basketball.
See, I said something about Cade and Ivy, but...
Yeah, but you would be open to them making a move.
Yeah.
I am so lost. Everything comes back to Costa for me. Kenny, how confident are you?
About a 6 out of 10.
I'm like a 4. I'm just happy to be here.
I don't know. So would David go back to back from the same show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's on the same person from the same show twice.
Yeah. I'll go.
It could be all Gators for all we know.
I'm going to go Jansen. I'm going to go off the board.
Could be in a Gator park.
I'll go ahead. If you can collect it, he'll talk about it. Give me Kang.
Damn it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No!
I was leaning away, Mike. Jeez. I was hoping you would tell. I was trying to give you a hint.
No!
Water everywhere. He spilled my drink.
And that light went flying. I don't know if you noticed that.
No!
Oh, my God.
He broke the light.
Yeah, we might be off air. Who knows?
Right. We would have no way of knowing.
Hey, call a manager. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
We should move on.
Number three.
That's really, it's very uncomfortable.
Hey, call an engineer. Oh, wait.
Oh, no. I'm here.
Number three, Steve Yzerman always says it's not an excuse. He's always said, I don't care where we're picking, my job's to find players. I'm going to find players, and he's actually done a pretty decent job.
Oh, yeah. It's really led him to a lot of wins, hasn't it?
Positively, I'm going to go...
I'm going to say Gator.
Thought Doug. A lot of qualifiers, a lot of logic and reasoning.
I'm going to... I thought about Doug, except for it goes all the way to eight, which leads me to think Wojo.
That could be. That could be. That's not a bad guess.
Leave me out of it. I'm still not over the last question. I can't believe...
Let me try and fix this light over here.
Oh, who cares?
Came apart like Legos, though. It just shattered.
Oops.
An Odyssey station.
I mean, what the hell is it anyways?
It lets you know when the station's off.
Something's off the air, yeah.
Who cares? Leave me alone. Just go. Do it.
We all in.
I'll participate.
We're not
in a minute.
All in, but he's not playing.
I'm angry.
Who said it?
Boom.
There was qualifiers.
That's what I'm saying.
It was either Doug or Wojo.
Now, we've come a long way from trying to figure out which sport we're talking about.
Yeah.
Next. Everything's worked out. The pitching is unbelievable. The bullpen's really good. AJ knows when and where to put guys. And the hitting's been very timely. They're a good team.
Unbelievable sounds like a Rieger word.
Yeah, right? I was thinking Jeff Rieger, too.
Yeah, me right. too.
Unbelievable. It does work.
Just guess Costa and the again. Go Costa
no,
again.
No, I can't. I can't.
Just do it.
Don't start with this, because if it is Costa, I'm going to probably lose something here.
No, you won't.
Yeah, like a head.
That bottle came nowhere near you. You're fine. It was at least 3 feet outside of the strike zone.
You've broken monitors before? You've broken PlayStation controllers before? A lot of breaking.
A lot of breaking.
Maybe a little too anger.
A lot of sand. Don't forget maybe too chairs. Angry.
Yeah, chairs.
Go Rieger. Let me hear Rieger here. Unbelievable.
Yeah!
We're back. Okay. No, I want to hear it where he overemphasizes the B's in unbelievable. 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 He just over...
We're all in trouble when we go to break.
Why?
One last one. Here we go.
Unbelievable.
Just on available evidence, I think they could be a World Series team.
Available evidence seems like Karsh. That seems like something he would say. And we already got Karsh, so I'm hesitant to pick him.
Would it be Jim?
It could be.
I'm going to say John Jansen.
That's not a bad guess either. Man.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jansen as well.
Why?
I'm going to read Reasons. It one more time.
Because it's so vague.
I'm going to read again? It one more time.
Okay. What's your experience?
It's literally Tigers are going to the World
one
Series.
One more time. Just on available evidence, I think they could be a World Series team.
Like this is the Karen Reed trial all of a sudden with evidence.
I think I'm changing to Jansen. That makes way too much sense. Which means I'm wrong.
Available evidence. I'll go with you guys on this. If you think it's John, I'll go John. It sounds a little bit like
John's cookies. John's all about the evidence.
He is.
Cookies? You know what? I'm gonna go Costa. I'm just going to do it because sounds like him.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go Costa, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I got one. I'm fine. You guys are going Jansen. I'll go Cookies. Maybe it's Milliken. Who knows? David, who said it?
Available.
Does this guy even work here? I mean, come on.
Kenny, is that puddle spreading over?
A little. I got to go get some napkins here.
Oh, the water bottle opened up?
Yeah. Yeah, that problem's over here, okay? Nothing's damaged. It's just a puddle.
We now have Lake Erie inside the studio.
That is. All right. Who said it?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.